It is koala breeding season, so we're starting to see a lot more koalas on the roads. Just be aware when you're driving, slow down where you can, be extra vigilant between dawn and dusk. Kangaroos are a big one, particularly during that dawn and dusk period, as we're all well aware. But we also are seeing the reptiles moving around a lot, so we are getting reports of a lot more snakes, lizard activity and whatnot as the weather's warming up. The NISA Council website in particular provides a whole heap of information about where you can report injured wildlife to. We have some really good organisations. They're available 24/7. So if you jump on the NISA Council website there, you can see a list of contacts, including local wildlife carers and rescuers that will happily come out to the site and provide that assistance. We do have every year across Southeast Queensland and beyond a lot of swooping bird activity. So not just magpies, but we also get butcher birds, crows at times swooping as well. Generally, council will put out some advisory signage for the community, and that's just to let people know that there is a swooping bird in this area where there's been one reported. And that's just to allow people to take it on themselves to look at ways that they can avoid, you know, being swooped by that bird or reducing the risks that are involved. So we recommend for people to obviously take an alternate route if they can. Walk quickly through the area, but never run. Obviously, you want to protect your head and eyes. Some people use an open umbrella, hats, sunglasses are a great thing as well. And also, if you're on a bike, it's wise to dismount and walk just to avoid potential risks that you might have with a swooping bird if you're on the bike.